Welcome to the Door of Life Church podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world and believers, to teach them how to walk in victory, and to help them find and fulfill God's plan for their life. If you have any comments about today's podcast, please contact us through our website at dooroflife.org. Door of Life Church, where faith meets real life.
We're going to get started here this morning in a passage in Scripture in Psalms. We're going to take a look at a couple scriptures, an Old Testament and New Testament scripture, but I think we're going to kind of see a theme pull through here. Psalm 103, 2 through 5 says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." That's an interesting phrase. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. And you can understand that a little bit. An eagle goes through a molting process where every year they get a whole brand new set of feathers. You know, they still, of course, age like all creation ages, but their feathers are just brand new. So they look on the outside, they look brand new. They look renewed. They look fresh and strong. And so the psalmist is saying the Lord, not only does He forgive sins and heal diseases, but He has a way of reinvigorating me, renewing me, refreshing me. The word renewed means new strength and vigor brought to a preferred state. There's a renewing that God does in our lives. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." I mean, he describes our lifespans like this. This life down here, for a moment, it's working for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. We're looking, we're just not looking at the things that are seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So the Apostle Paul is saying, yeah, we're getting older. You know, when you look in the mirror, you're changing, you're getting older and older. You throw 50 years at a human being, and they're going to go in a trajectory of age and weakness. You know, we're mortal for a reason. He said, but even though that outward man is getting older and older and older, the inward man is not aging the same way. The outward man gets weaker with time and age and just the mortal condition, but the inward man does not get weaker each day. The inward man gets stronger each day. So when you're looking at a mirror, you're just looking at the natural man mirror. You're not seeing the other mirror of the inward man, of what's going on the inside of you. In fact, there is something going on the inside of you that's working for you a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. There's a change that's going on the inside. There's an outward change to the natural man, but there's an inward change to the inward man. And that's the glory that we experience in God. You know, we live in a world and an age where, you know, people get to that the later parts of their life and they begin to find their value is diminishing because I'm getting older. I physically can't do the things that I used to do. Man, in the kingdom of God, it's just the opposite. The older you get in the Lord, the more you know and the more your faith is renewed, the more productive you continually be for the Lord. Your sense of purpose, the good works He's ordained you to walk in. It's like the outward man and the inward man are on two completely different trajectories. And this world is trying to find a fountain of youth for this outward man. But God has already given us a fountain of youth for this inward man. There is a youthfulness. There is a youth that is renewed like the eagles. There's something going on the inside of us that isn't getting older and decaying every day. It's not perishing. It's working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. Something is going on the inside of us. There is a renewing. There is a new strength and a new vigor brought to a preferred state. There's a flow of that that springs on the inside of us that God has designed us for, to be able to see life like that. So we're going to talk this morning about God's fountain of youth, all right? And yeah, we're not going to be talking about face creams and hair gels and things like that, but we're going to be talking about the things that really make you young and strong and powerful on the inside. You know, you're literally getting stronger and stronger and stronger. On the outside, again, muscles, natural muscles deteriorate over the years. What God is doing on the inside of you does not deteriorate. It's getting renewed every day, going in a whole nother direction. And I'm just believing this morning that we're going to see that. That we're going to see there's more to us than what we see in the mirror. God's doing a work on the inside of us that is absolutely glorious. Again, Paul says, working for us an exceeding weight of eternal glory. Hard to wrap our natural mind around all that means. But let's take a look at what this means. This renewing process that God does on the inside of us day by day. First of all, there is a renewed mind. There's a changing that's going on in our mind. Now, when we're talking about the inward man, a lot of times we'll talk at Door of Life about spirit, soul, and body. You were born again in your spirit, your mind's a work in progress, and your body one day is going to be fashioned like unto his glorious body. We see that. When we're talking about the inward man, we're talking about both your spirit, your pneuma, and your psuche. Your spirit and your soul together comprise the inward man. You understand that? So, I mean, when you go to heaven, your spirit, your soul, you're in heaven. You have all of that intact. So the inward man is being renewed day by day. And so part of this renewal that we experience is a renewed mind. Of course, that's our soul part of us. And what that is, it's a renewed understanding of what God did in us in Christ. And so here's one part of the renewal process that takes place on the inside of us. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. He's talking to believers now. He's not telling sinners to get saved. He's talking to people who are already saved. And he's saying, believers, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul says in Ephesians, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now you'll see here before he says in Romans to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, he says, don't be conformed to this world. The world represents the natural man, somebody who is not born again, somebody who is not new on the inside. A natural man thinks like a natural man. A natural man just has appetites, desires, and the aspirations of a natural man. And so the world has a pattern. They have a pattern that's according to the natural man. And that's where the Apostle Paul is saying, don't think like the natural man. You're not just a natural man. Yeah, the outward man is natural, but there's an inward man on the inside of you that isn't like the natural man. You're different. And that's where he brings it out in Ephesians. You're renewed in the spirit of man. Why? The new man was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. In other words, when you became a child of God, John puts it this way. He says, for as many, we hear the gospel preached, and John says, for as many as received him, who believed on the gospel, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Born, not of flesh, nor of blood, nor of the will of man, but born of God. In other words, when I received Jesus, I didn't just join a Christian religion. Something happened in me. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. To as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become born of spirit, to become a new man on the inside. And that's part of the renewal process that we're going through. We're believing that. You can theologically hear that, grasp that in a few seconds. But your mind is renewed to that fact over time, day by day by day. That's a truth that'll become more and more real to you. A couple more scriptures along those lines. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, that spirit man on the inside is brand new. Before you got saved, do you understand? Your spirit was corrupted by sin. When you got saved, your spirit, your innermost being, is now a child of God. Behold the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we took in that cup, that we should be called the children of God. Why? He's made us a new creation. You who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you, think about this, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Can you imagine that? You're in the presence of Almighty God, and at the same time as he's looking at you, you are above reproach in his sight. On your best day, you can't even come close to this. This is the work of the new creation. This is the work of the new birth. This is a gift of righteousness. Part of being renewed day by day, getting a sense of strength and strength, younger on the inside, more passionate, strong, is a renewing of our mind, renewing our understanding to what God did on the inside of us in Christ. There's a song, this was a song that goes like, here's just an excerpt from it, but it says, "Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. I'm chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am." My job, as far as experiencing and being renewed day by day, is to not feel new. I have no obligation to have to feel new. My job is to simply believe it. I just believe that I am new. I'm not grasping for a feeling. I'm not vibing anything. I just believe I am new. You know, Jesus said you can't even enter into the kingdom of God unless you humble yourself as a little child and believe in the gospel. Natural man will talk himself out of it for a million reasons. But when you hear the drawing of the Holy Spirit on your heart, there is a humbling and you choose to believe that he loves you. You have to humble yourself here too, in the face of your stuff, in the face of your tendencies, in the face of addictions, in the face of, and say, you know what? I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. All things have become new. I am who you say I am. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. There is a renewing of your mind to that fact, where you're taking on and believing the identity of who you are on the inside. You are a child of God. And this is one of those things that is going to take place over time. You know, I like to just literally get up every day and declare, good morning, new creation. I see you by faith. I love you. I am you. This is who I am. I am a child of God. This is who I am. I'm a child of God. The Word of God declares that I'm a child of God. The Word of God declares that I was created in righteousness and true holiness. Do you understand that? This is who we are on the inside. There is a renewing in our understanding. Let me put it this way. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind means nothing unless you really are a new creation. The only reason we're transformed by the renewing of our mind is because the spiritual substance is true. If it wasn't true, in other words, if I'm not a new creation, but I'm just saying it to feel better about myself, we've all got a lot better things to do with our time than that. The reason why we're transformed by the renewing of our mind and we don't conform to the pattern of this world is because we're not mere natural men. We're born again. We're children of God. We are new creations in Christ Jesus, created in righteousness and true holiness. Man, this is part of it. Seeing ourselves the way God sees us. Seeing ourselves as children of God. I'll tell you what, this is part of that transforming process. It's a strong language. He says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed. How are you transformed? I'm already a new creation. You know, I'm already a new person. I've already been born again. But in my mind, in my soul, the way I see myself, the way I perceive myself, this is where things begin to change. The enemy plays on the way you see yourself. When you see yourself rightly, the lies don't work anymore. No, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. And think about this. Just qualities of the new creation will be presented holy, blameless, and above reproach in His sight. How many addictions does the new creation have? How many fears? How many insecurities? Nothing. This is who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. This is a very important thing to begin to realize. As I'm renewed day by day, I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm being transformed by the way that I perceive who I am. The other area of renewing is renewed strength. So there's an understanding, all right? And man, it is so important to believe that. I remember, just from an understanding standpoint, kind of going back to this, I had heard this, and it was like, yeah, that sounds cool, that's nice, that's awesome. And I'll tell you, the emotional inspiration of this will excite you for maybe 5 minutes, but when you continue in the Word and you know the truth of this will make you free. The truth of believing you're a new creation in Christ Jesus will make you absolutely free. This is part of, we call it knowing who you are in Christ, but this is part of being able to take your authority in Christ. When you believe you're a new creation, you can do the other stuff. The other stuff just makes sense. Because I'm not doing it because I had a good day today or I feel good. I'm doing things because of who God made me on the inside. That's where my authority comes from. And I remember just one day just kind of feeling bad, beat up, and all of a sudden just saying, yeah, I guess that's who I am. And the Spirit of God just gave me like a quick little mini vision. And all of a sudden it was like, shh. Said, that's not who you are. And I saw a picture of the new creation. And those things that try to make I cause us to identify with addiction and weakness and stuff like that, he said, that came at you from the outside. This is who you are. This is who you are. You're a child of God. So there's a renewing of our minds as it relates to just understanding who we are. There's also a renewed strength that we experience too. But you know, we got to start with believing who we are. All right, we got to know who we are so we're not lied to. From that comes a renewed strength. Have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? He neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and get weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what's he talking about here? He's talking about renewing strength. And how do we renew that strength? We're waiting on the Lord. He increases strength. This is such a beautiful thing too, to just realize that God increases strength. He renews strength. We know what it's like. We have to, our cars have to get filled up. They run out of gas, they got to get fresh gas. You know, we as human beings living for God, there's a strength that we also need to experience. There's a strengthening in our spirit that we experience. God will strengthen your spirit. Now, your spirit cannot be made any more righteous than it already is. It's already been created in righteousness and true holiness, but your spirit, your inner man, can be strengthened. I can know what's right, know what's wrong, but I need strength to do what God has called me to do. There's a waiting on the Lord to renew your strength. What does that waiting look like? Here's kind of another idea. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. They go from strength to strength. They grow stronger and stronger with every step. We were just singing about it this morning. praise, just praising the Lord. There's a waiting. You know, it might sound strange. You're waiting on the Lord while you're praising God. Yeah. There are things that you don't know what to do next. You don't know how things are going to turn out. And as you're just praising and worshiping God, there is a waiting on the Lord as you're praising. And there is a strengthening that you experience by the Spirit of God. There's a strength that you go from strength to strength as you're praising the Lord, as you're waiting on Him. Paul prayed a few prayers. He said, you know, when Jesus was in Gethsemane, he said, pray that you don't enter into temptation. And so we see a few powerful prayers that come from the Apostle Paul. He said, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Now, this is a powerful picture, too, because not only am I a new creation in Christ Jesus, but one of the things that being a new creation in Christ Jesus allows for, it allows for the Holy Spirit to dwell in my spirit. So I'm not just a new creation in Christ, but the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit is there. And we can be intentional and pray, Lord, strengthen me with might by your Spirit in my inner man. We need that strengthening. What are we talking about? There's a renewing of strength. There's a time where I've just simply asked, Lord, I need your strength. Strengthen me and my inner man. Paul here says to the Colossians, for this reason, also since the day we heard it, don't cease to pray for you, to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of God and his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for patience and long-suffering with joy. We're talking about a renewed strength. Have you ever been at those places where it's like, I'm out of patience. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. There's a strengthening with might by his Spirit for patience and long-suffering with joy. In other words, there's a renewed strength that we get on the inside of us by his Spirit, strengthening our spirit to do what we know we need to do. That strength comes from him. It comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I love, too, just how he states here, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. In other words, my heart is set, my mind is made up. Lord, my strength is in you. There is nowhere else I can go. There is no one else I can go to. You know, as Peter told Jesus, where else are we going to go? You're the one who has the words of eternal life. And it's the same way with strength. My strength is in the Lord. I'm not going to enter into temptation. Why? Pray that you don't enter into temptation. What am I praying? I'm praying, Lord, strengthen me with might by your Spirit in my inner man. That's a strengthening of my spirit. And these are things, again, that happen simply because we pray. Lord, I need help. I need strength. Praise God. Then finally, there's a renewed revelation. We get understanding in some things. We know we can pray for strength. But this is where things become real. The Apostle Paul here again prays, I don't cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. Praise God. This is where the Apostle Paul is praying a prayer, and this is another change that happens on the inside of us as we're continuing to grow strong on the inside, getting renewed on the inside. There's an understanding of who we are. There's a praying for strength, but then there's a revelation. This is where the things that you understand begin to get real to you on the inside, where you begin to see things, the eyes of your understanding. In other words, you could have somebody preach to you, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Well, that's good. I believe that by faith. But there can also be a revelation of that truth where you begin to see it, know it, perceive it. Praise God. And that's when things will begin to get real to you. Another scripture along these lines, the Apostle Paul said, now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God. In other words, there is a beholding. We're seeing something, and this inward change, this renewal day by day, has a glory that's taking place on the inside of us. We're perceiving it, and it's getting more and more real, quote unquote, to us all the time. It's real because it's true, but the reality and the revelation of it gets stronger and stronger. The path of the just are like the shining sun that shines ever brighter under the perfect day. So here again, we're seeing that as we're just walking with the Lord, things are getting more clear, more real to us. This is a little story that I like to kind of, I think that really illustrates the two trajectories of the outward man and the inward man. This is a situation where, you know, the Apostle Paul did amazing things in terms of, you know, ministering God's healing and deliverance and stuff like that. But here we see where somebody else is trying to do the things that they saw Paul do. In Acts chapter 19, a group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord, Jesus, in their incantation, saying, "I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, "I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you?" Then the man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. Okay? Here's a situation where a guy is trying to do what seven guys were trying to do, what they saw the Apostle Paul do. Now, if you can imagine this scene, you know, you got seven guys, they're sons of a leading priest, so these are younger guys, and yet they were no match for this demon spirit. Now, I remember when my kids went to school and they'd bring home these books called, you know, versus books, so like a dolphin versus a shark, a whale versus, I don't know, something. Squid, thank you, Jody. Where you got these battles and you're trying to say who's going to win the battle, you know, and you don't really know, and then they kind of go in the backstory of their abilities and skills and they say, well, the shark would win or the squid would win or whatever, but they would talk about their different strengths and stuff like that. And I've often thought, you know, when you look at this story, just understanding the outward man, the inward man, if you were to do a versus of the Apostle Paul and the seven sons of Sceva, that wouldn't be much of a battle. The seven sons of Sceva are probably, I mean, we don't know exactly. We'll just say they're 20s, 30s, possibly early 40s, who knows. Apostle Paul probably at this time is probably pushing more like his 60s, somewhere in there. So you get seven younger guys against one older guy, not much of a battle in terms of the verses. But now if you were to do a man on the street interview with that demon spirit and say, "Hey, demon spirit, who would you rather go against, the seven sons of Sceva or the Apostle Paul?" They will take the seven sons of Sceva any day. Pretty interesting. The way the natural man thinks and the way the spiritual man thinks. Why would a demon spirit rather take on these seven sons of Sceva than the Apostle Paul? Not because of the outward man, but because of the inward man. The Apostle Paul knew something. He saw something. The Apostle Paul had authority, and he knew he had authority. You saw him, you know, cast out the demon spirit out of the young gal in Macedonia who was, you know, creating a lot of profit for her masters through fortune telling, different things like that. He took authority over that demon spirit, and he knew. Why? Because he could see, he could perceive, he had revelation. And you'll notice what happened here. It said when the demon spirit took these guys and beat them up, because they just didn't know what they were doing, they didn't have authority. They were trying to pretend like they had authority that they didn't have. They got beat up, and they got overpowered, and they fled from the house naked and battered. It sounds they did exactly what the enemy is supposed to do when we resist him. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. They were fleeing from him, naked, battered. They were exposed. When you get revelation of who you are on the inside, and you know who you are on the inside, and this is part of that renewal process. Let me say it like this. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There's process in there. When you first hear something like, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, you don't have a full revelation of what all that means. You don't understand how that implies and affects all the little different nuances of your life. You just have a little witness the Holy Spirit says, that's true. That's true. I don't get it all. Too big for my head to understand, but it's true. True, true. When you continue in that word and you begin to get renewed in your mind according to that word and you begin to get a spirit of revelation in that word and all of a sudden your life bumps up against the same old familiar tests and trials and things like that, the reality of that word all of a sudden begins to resonate and say, no, wait a second. No, I don't have to deal with this. That's a lie. That's a lie. Have you ever had that happen? Where you've had something that maybe has beaten you up for years and all of a sudden you get in the spirit and all of a sudden that same thing comes at you and say, that's wrong. That's a lie. I've had things just break because you see something. It's exposed. When lies of the enemy are exposed, they will flee naked and battered. Their power is broken. Their ability to influence is broken when you see that there's a lie there. That's not true. God does still love me. This thing can't separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. He is still for me. He still loves me. He's still with me. He's still working with me. What is that? There's a revelation. There's a growing revelation. There's a renewing of who you are in Christ. This stuff is process. This stuff is day by day process. Yeah, my body's going in one direction, but my inward man is going in another direction day by day. I'm beginning to understand. I'm beginning to believe who I am in Christ Jesus, not just a preacher declaring it on a Sunday morning. Thank God we need preachers who declare this to us on a Sunday morning. But that's just the beginning. I'm beginning to believe that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am new on the inside. I really am a child of God. I'm getting understanding. My understanding is being renewed. My understanding is growing. And I'm drawing on the strength and the ability of God. I can't do this on my own, but I have the Holy Spirit. I'm not comfortless. I've got the power of God living on the inside of me. This is where I begin to pray. I don't want to enter. I can see temptation coming, but I'm not going to enter into it. Lord, I pray, strengthen me with might by your spirit and the inward man. I'm going to still be praising you. I'm going to go from strength to strength. I'm going to stir up. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Stir up the spirit of God that's in you. He's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. But there's a stirring up of that spirit. I'm drawing on that strength and the ability of God. It's a renewing process. Something's going on the inside of me that's changing me inside. That there's a growing up on the inside. There's a maturing on the inside that makes you stronger and more vibrant and increased capabilities the more you mature on the inside. The older you get on the inside, the stronger you get. Do you understand? There are demon spirits who absolutely dance with, play on the egos of brute men who may be really big and strong on the outside. But those same spirits want nothing to do with the little 95-year-old grandma who's rocking in her chair. Because on the inside, she knows who she is. There's a strengthening that goes on the inside. The outward man perishes, but that inward man is renewed day by day. There is something going on the inside of us. There's a trajectory. There's a health. There's a beauty. There's a glory. You know, the Bible says that this physical body is going to be sown in weakness, but it's going to be raised in power. It's going to be raised in glory. And I kind of say that all to say that this morning is that God has a fountain of youth. There is something that is changing in us. It is day by day. But what we're looking at is not the things that the world looks at. We're not conforming to the pattern of this world. We're not finding our value in the physical body. Thank God for our physical bodies. He's given us these physical bodies so His will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. These physical bodies give us authority to be here. We take good care of them. We're good stewards of them. All that. But I'm telling you what, the physical, natural body is going in a trajectory that can't be reversed at this time until Jesus comes back. But the inward man is being changed. The inward man does not have the limitations of the outward man. We're called to invest in this inward man, to find out who we are in Christ, to be renewed in our strength, to be renewed in revelation, to know and to walk and to live in the realities that God has put on the inside of us. God has a fountain of youth, but it's on the inward, it's in the inward man. Father God, we just thank you this morning for just the strength and who we are and our identity on the inside. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you would just cause us to look past this outward man. When we look in the mirror, Father God, that we would see that there's more to us than the reflection looking back at us. There's an inward man, Father God, that's being renewed day by day by day. Father, I pray for each one of us that we don't forget that, that we don't give up on that, but that we can sow to the Spirit, we can sow to this inward man, understanding who we are in you, understanding what you've done in us, Father God, to be renewed in our understanding, to be renewed in strength, Father God, that we go from strength to strength, Father God, as we wait on you, we renew our strength in you, Father. You do give power to the faint, Father, that we can grow in our revelation of these things, that we can know these truths in such a way that makes us free. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for each one here, each one who's hearing the word today. And I just pray, Father, that you will just make these truths real in their heart. Lord, that as they look, they would see and know, Lord, that they are getting stronger. They are getting renewed. That they are going in a direction that time cannot slow down. Father, I just pray your blessing on each one now, Father God, as we see ourselves this morning, as you see us. Your own precious children. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We'll receive that this morning. You know, again, while the world kind of gets caught up in the outward man, we appreciate the outward man. We appreciate the body, but we see past it into that inward man, who you are. Good works he's ordained you to walk in there, specifically. Your identity is in there, and that's who you are. When you leave this body one day, that's who's going to be with Jesus, this inward man. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that fountain of youth, which really springs to eternal life, which will never, ever pass away. Praise God.